Previously last week, CHMA spoke with the president of the Mount Allison Students Union, John Ferguson, about introducing a pass-fail option for students this semester. At the time, Ferguson shared that the MASU was pursuing an emergency meeting of the University Senate to push for the pass-fail option for students. In an Instagram video posted on November 22nd, President John Ferguson and VP Academic Affairs Charlie Burke informed students that the emergency meeting is not happening.
Yeah, so thanks again, everyone that voted in the informal poll on the Instagram story. We had over 900 responses, and it was very clear at over 93% in favor there that students want to see the pass-fail option come back this semester. So we, following that poll, requested an emergency meeting of the Senate, and we wanted to update you today to let you know that, unfortunately, that request was not successful, which means that the soonest we're going to be able to bring up the pass-fail as a motion in Senate is December 8th.
Ferguson stressed in the interview last week that it is important that Mount Allison not only provide the pass-fail option, but allow students to choose between a letter grade or pass-fail after seeing their final mark. Burke says that December 8th is a little bit late in the semester for a meeting to secure the pass-fail option.
So we're going to need a lot of student feedback in order to convince faculty and other senators on Senate to vote for this motion. So if you're passionate about pass-fail, please email me at masuacademic@mta.ca or consider speaking with your professors who may be senators on the Mount Allison University Senate about why you think the pass-fail motion should succeed.
Students who need help with stress can reach out to the Wellness Center at wellness@mta.ca, or the chemo helpline is available 24/7 at 1-800-667-5005. For CHMA News, I'm Meg Cunningham.